Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome once again to another edition. This is actually Tuesday night. I'm just going to do a quick podcast here. I've got myself scheduled for 30 minutes. If you want to join in the conversation, my phone number here, 319-527-6060. We might talk to somebody, but I'll open up the chat room here. You want to join in a chat room? If anybody finds me, I got to run Adobe Flash. All right. Well, if you want to join me, come on in and join me. We're going to just sit back, relax, and going to test this show out. See if we can do it. Shut the door. All right. Live radio, folks. People are sneaking in on me. Okay. Well, we've had some interesting times since I last talked to you. We are, like I said, we are in a new location. Hopefully we got better internet speed here. We can do things a little bit more real time. Anybody wants to do a video chat with Skype, better give me a call. Let me know you want to do it. We can got better speed here, so we can do a pretty good upload. New location. Not sure if we got a better situation, but we're in a new location. It's been interesting. I'm about 5 minutes from work now. It used to be 30 minutes, and I've now gone almost a week without filling up with gas. So, all excited about that prospect. Tried to transport as much of my studio as I could with me, but you know how things go with a move. I've still got a ton of stuff. I haven't been moved yet. Doing a slow move in. I don't know if I'll finish it next week or not, but we're going to see what we can do. Yeah, good times. Good times for all. We're going to be trying to get some more podcasts up there, get some more things going on the Eagle's Nest Broadcasting Network. Going to try out some of my newfound skills with websites. I'm going to try to build a website for you, and so you can come in and do what you need. Interact with me that way. Of course, the email address, I've got one over at Yahoo. EB Broadcasting at yahoo.net or yahoo.com, I believe where it is. But send me an email. Let me know how it's going. I've had some talks with some people about possibly getting them on the network. We need to see what we can do about updating. Paying for this site, we might as well use it. So my daughter's been doing some shows here. So pay attention, see what's going on. Subscribe so that whenever we do a broadcast, you can join in. I see we've got one guest listening in, so welcome aboard. Good to have you here. Interesting year going on. Interesting year. I mean, this year couldn't be any different than last year. I mean, last year we had some Yeah, we got a new president, but this year just started off weird. Of course, the reason why we're in these studios here is my house is totally falling apart. Everything, it seemed like everything broke. And I'm getting to the point where I don't know why they said that made Job up to be such a big guy. He ain't got nothing on what I've gone through. A little bit of everything. And I guess I didn't lose my children. My children are still alive and kicking. That I have kicked a couple out of the nest. In fact, we moved out of the nest, so one's still back at the house. We're having a good time here. Why am I umming? I don't know. Just trying to drag this show out a little bit, yeah. But the recent news I've gotten into was some of the censorship going on. It's absolutely amazing what's getting censored. Facebook, Google, Apple all came down on Alex Jones at the same time. If you don't believe in conspiracy theories, do it all at the same time, that's got to be conspiracy. You don't take... It's not like everybody has a brainstorm at the same time saying, we need to take him off. No. One takes him off, then the next takes him off, then the next takes him off. That's one thing. But when they all go down at the same time, we got us this conspiracy theory. So what kind of conspiracies are going on out there? Of course, I got fascinated back in the 90s with some of the conspiracies. With the Murrow Building in Oklahoma City. Of course, 9/11 is a big, interesting conspiracy. Yeah, they go all the way back to JFK. Who really did shoot JFK? For that matter. Yeah, what was going on with Hitler in World War II? You realize that until we joined the war against Hitler, we were actually doing a lot of things with him. Yeah, a lot of his eugenics programs was, interesting enough, our idea. We had a eugenics program here in the United States. Have you ever said to somebody that person ought not breed? Yeah, that's eugenics. And that goes back to an idea way back in the 20s. And Hitler says, I don't know why everybody's ganging up on me. We're not doing anything that you haven't done. So, what's the Bible say about that? Judge not, lest ye be judged. From the same measure you will judge others, you too will be judged. What kind of truth are we judging? Can we be judged? Oh, yeah. That's why some of you ought not be teachers. Because guess what? Teachers get held to a higher standard. Some of you ought not be radio hosts. Because guess what? Radio hosts get held to a higher standard. Some of you just need to calm down. Yeah, I get watching some of these people that are trying this, trying that, not necessarily knowing where they're going with their life. They're complaining about everything, but yet they're not doing anything about it. It's easy to complain. Real easy to complain. But if you don't go out and get the education and work hard and try to better yourself, you never will be bettered. The best way to become a better person is to better yourself. And the best way to better yourself is get conformed to Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people are looking for the shortcut. I want the shortcut. Well, Satan's looking for you, okay? Satan wants you if you want the shortcut. The shortcut says, you know, I will give you $1 million, but you must sell your soul. Do you really want to sell your soul? I don't think you do. See, Jesus Christ came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What does that mean? Now, the health and wealth teachers, you know, the T.D. Jakes, the Joel Osteens of this world will all tell you, God wants you rich. Yeah, he does. He wants you rich in his time, not in your time. Okay? Would you rather be poor in this life and rich in the next? Would you rather be rich in this life and poor in the next? That's the question. Because the rich of this world have a harder time getting into heaven than the poor. See, the poor know they need help. I know I need help. And the only place I'm going to get it from is Jesus Christ. Now, Satan will come along and say, I'll give you this $1 million, I'll give you this $2 million, $3 million, but you got to do what I tell you to do. Jesus said, I'm going to give you everlasting life, and it's a free gift. But it comes with a price tag. And the price tag is, you must take up your cross and follow me. What did Jesus do? He took up his cross and took it up a hill and died on it. But he rose again in 3 days and now sits at the right hand of the Father. Very rich man. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You want help? You've come to the right place. If you're still listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That doesn't mean I'm going to get you rich. Not by this world's standards. In fact, many times, God doesn't want you very wealthy. He wants you dependent on him. Yes, there's people out there that God can trust with the money. You know, I think of R.G. Letourneau. R.G. Letourneau was a major hero of mine. I worked in his archives when I was a teenager. I got to read all his books. I mean, I read all his letters, for goodness sakes. I was in his archives. I know what his travel itinerary was. I knew what he built. I saw every design he ever had. We had a whole filing cabinet with every patent that he ever filed. I saw it all. I know what the man was about. Very intelligent man. Very wealthy man, yet he gave 10% of his money to himself. 10% of everything he made, he kept. Where did the other 9% go? Well, he created the R.G. Letourneau Foundation and went projects to help missionaries in places like Peru, Liberia, and other places around the world. In fact, a lot of his inventions came from those outreach projects. He'd go over there and see that they needed to be able to cut a large amount of trees in a short period of time, and just an axe won't do it. So he invented a tree cutting machine. He could clear cut a forest in a hurry. Okay, you environmentalist wackos. Is it right to clear cut a forest? If you do it for the right reason, you do it the right way, yeah. If you need a shopping mall, you're going to clear cut it. But you're going to plant some trees back so that you can, so that you still have the benefit of the trees. Trust me. If you want a forest, leave land alone for a little while. Plant some trees and you'll have a forest. I've seen plenty of places that were fields in my part of the country that are now forest. Because somebody left them alone, the seeds came from the nearby trees, planted themselves, and grew up a forest. I see, know another place in this area where Weyerhaeuser came in and just planted a bunch of trees. There's a nice forest there now. I'm like, they need to come in and cut that down. And but R.G. Letourneau was part of that, okay? I'm getting sidetracked there. R.G. Letourneau had approximately 300 inventions. At the time he died, he was number two to Edison. I think he's number five now. Several other people ahead of him, but he invented a lot. He made a lot of money from it. And he gave it all back to God. God could trust him with the money. Can God trust you with the money? If he can't trust you with the money, guess what? You're not going to get it. But on the other hand, you ask and don't you do not have because you do not ask, James says. Are you asking for it? And you ask and have not because you ask amiss. Some of you are asking for it, but you're not getting it because all you want to do is consume it on yourself. God can't have you consuming it on yourself. God has to have you so that you are consuming it on his projects, on his agenda. Do you need a mansion? I don't know, do you? How many missionaries are you going to put up in your house? How many homeless people are you going to put up in your house? Do you have a large family? The only reason to have a big house is because you got a big family. If you don't have a big family, you don't need a big house. God will give you, if you're, all you want to do is stuff it full of stuff. What are you doing with it? Okay? Be aware of what God has in mind for you. On Sunday nights, I've been preaching in the book of Romans, and we finally got to chapter 12. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I like what Dave Ramsey has to say. The paid-off home mortgage has replaced the BMW as the status symbol of choice. See, it's not what you have, it's what you are. That counts. When it comes to money, are you paying it off? Are you learning to live with less? Are you learning to live with what you have? Jesus said, Paul said, "Be in all things I am content, whether I'm abase or abound." Are you content? Are you content? Are you satisfied living here? Satisfied living there? I mean, every once in a while, God will put you this little impetus to make you move. That way you can get in front of new people. Persecution is to make you move. so you can spread the gospel to new people. Are you doing that? Are you spreading the gospel to who you have now? See, one of the great things about where I've moved to is we've got new set of people as my neighbors. My son is having a blast. He's learning how to play football. He's 13 years old, never played football. Why? The neighbors he had back at our old house didn't play football. Neighbors here do. Football's a big deal here. Well, football's a big deal up there, too. You know, it is great if you understand what God is doing for you right now. It is great to know that wherever you are, there you are, and you're in the will of God. See, what is the purpose of the will of God? Let's look at this. Be not conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may test what God's will is. His good, his pleasing, it's good, it's the acceptable, the good, and the perfect will of God. What's acceptable will? Well, it's acceptable that I'm in church on Sunday. It's good that you're doing something in church. It's perfect will is, are you doing the job that God asked you to? The one that you're called to do. That's a perfect will. Are you doing the perfect will of God? See, when I was doing radio every Sunday night with the other station, I felt like I was in the perfect will of God right there. God had asked me to bring the gospel to millions of people. Well, it brought it to thousands, okay? When I was younger, I felt the calling of God to preach. I never pursued a formal education, never pursued getting or a ordination or a license or any of that stuff that you get to be a preacher. But I did stumble across Blog Talk Radio. I stumbled across that other network, and they invited me to do a show. And I did that show faithfully for 5 years. Maybe it was 6 years. I don't know. But I did it faithfully every Sunday night. I missed a few. We all miss a few, okay? I turn on Rush Limbaugh, and there is Mark Stein doing the show, okay? We don't always make every week, but I did the show faithfully as I could. So, oh, okay, Mafaga. Yeah, wrong Eagles. All right, well, I'm going to call it here. We have, as long as the show has gone out, this is a successful test run. Probably next week we'll get back into doing a show. Probably won't be doing Sunday nights anymore. I'm just having too much difficulty trying to get Sunday nights off at work. So we're going to do something that we're going to do it right. But we will do something every week, whether it's this late or whether it is at the normal time on Sunday night. But start downloading the programs, download the podcast, send them out to your friends. Let's get involved. I might be bringing Vince back. We'll do a few shows with him again. just to see how we're doing here, but we're gonna have fun. So with that, we'll see you guys next time. You're here, there, or in the air.
I stood and watched an eagle fly, spread his wings and soared across the sky. So gracefully he flew, rising effortlessly. I wanted to know how to be free. Tiny fingers curled round mine, perfectly formed, newborn, the image of two, infinite mystery. I wanted to know where life comes from, what human intellect can sway, must be explained away. Search without end to fill the spirit house within. Simplicity of God somehow escapes man. Creation he was waiting to reveal his purpose.